Kevin Miller joins us now. And speaking of Christmas gifts and Christmas stories, and we've been blessed to talk about a lot of great Christmas stories because it's the season. And forget about what's happening in the politics. Forget about all that craziness. That's not going to advance and enlarge you and be all the better for it. It's insane. You got to just set it aside and leave it for what it is. But the real things that matter this Christmas season, that's what you need to ponder on and focus on. Get your eyes off that crazy stuff. It's going to just keep on going. It's crazy. It's, you know, every once in a while, if you want to tune in and to be entertained, that's okay. But the things that we need to focus on are those things that stand and will continue to stand, you know, through the ages. And family is such a big part of it, family and relationships. And as I mentioned, Kevin Miller joins us. He's the author of Heart of Steel. Kevin, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, Bill, Merry Christmas to you, too, and thank you for inviting me on the show.
No, good to have you here to tell your story, because it is quite the blessing that people, when they first hear of your story, may think, whoa, that's a tough one to deal with. But it all has to do with, you know, that the liberating aspect of truth, things that maybe people know in a family, they kind of know, but they're not sure. It's just kind of, and or even worse yet, it's just, you know, kind of like a bad part of the hard drive in your computer, that every time it hits that part, it just kind of spins out of control. You don't understand it, but you know that just something is a bit dysfunctional. But when you have the truth, no matter how bad it may be, wow, that really is a gift in so many ways, is it not?
It is, Bill. It really is. And it's something that I think, you know, is good for the youth and stuff today to learn because, you know, where we come from and our history, it may not always be the best thing, you know, or the greatest thing. But it's something that we can definitely learn from and pass on to our kids and finding these truths out with my story. You know, it was a painful thing, but it was something I wanted to embrace because I wanted, you know, it's a part of me. It's part of my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a part of all of us, Kevin, because we're all human beings. Even the worst cases and stories I've heard, and yours ranks up there. People have been able to walk away and go, wow, but, you know, there is that transformational phrase, but in spite of all that bad stuff, you know, it isn't 100% bad, thank God. There are some positive attributes to draw out of it, and maybe it helps you understand a little bit more of why, you know, previous relatives made some critical decisions for their lives, for survival and what have you, and also you know, how it affected you and you yourself. I mean, here you are. You're a modern version of who they were, you know, 100, 200 years ago.
Right. No, exactly. You're definitely a modern, because those things are passed down, and those things are important, you know, that we learn and not necessarily, you know, cover them up or not, you know, not look for them because they kind of shape who we are.
Exactly.
You know, my grandfather inspired me with his story.
Yeah, because here you are. I mean, as you say, you received an unexpected gift that changed your life and your family's life forever. I mean, here it is. We're in the Christmas season, and we talk about the gift of all gifts, which is, you know, Emmanuel, the Savior of the world, you know, coming, right. God's ultimate gift to us. But along the way, there are gifts that come from the family. And you, as a former U.S. Air Force vet, you woke up one morning to learn that, of all things, the Miller family name that you'd used all your life wasn't your real name.
Yeah, Bill, that's exactly what happened. I had an uncle of mine was at a funeral, and some cousins came up to him and handed him some newspapers and said, "You might want to read these newspapers." And I learned, and my father learned at a very late stage in his life, that my last name's not Miller, but it's a very Polish name, Puchalski.
Yeah.
And so it kind of sent me on a search as to, well, why did my grandfather change our name, and why did he take this to the grave? Why was it so important for him to protect us from that truth and feel he needed to carry that burden and take it to his grave? So it sent me on a search to research it and figure out why. And what I learned, it just inspired me, you know, the tremendous love this man had for his family to carry that you know, that burden with him. He, you know, we suffered a family tragedy in 1920. My great-grandfather was murdered in his sleep on his farm in a rural town in Ohio. My great-grandmother was bound and gagged. My grandfather at the time was 12 years old, and he was sent to get the sheriff. Well, as we're reading these magazine articles, this story kind of takes some different twists and turns to it, and you know, things aren't quite as they appear.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather and his siblings end up in an orphanage in 1920 on their own, you know, and by themselves. And he found that he had the heart of steel, because he was able to scoop up his family. He was able to escape that orphanage, and he was able to come back and steal his siblings out of that orphanage at such a young age and take care of them. You know,
what happened to his mom, Kevin, can I ask?
Well, without really giving away the story too much, you can probably kind of see where that's going.
This is why you have to get the book, ladies and gentlemen, okay?
It is why you got to get the book.
Right.
Because it's a story of love. It's a story of a tragedy. There's a murder mystery here that happens, and there's a lot, so much going on there. But like I said, it does end up with him being all his own with his siblings and by himself, and he has to find the wherewithal to keep pushing through. It's kind of like the Rocky thing. It's not how hard you can get hit, but how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
And he did that, sure.
How many kids were in the family at that time that he was protecting?
He had actually four siblings. He had an older sister and a younger brother, two younger brothers and a younger sister.
What does that say about his character, Kevin?
I'll tell you, Bill, it says that he was just a person that was not going to allow himself to be a victim of his circumstance, that he was made of steel. He just had the courage to stand up and just overcome impossible odds and do what he needed to do.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Kevin Miller after this.
Today.
And Kevin Miller continues with us. He's the author of Heart of Steel. We're talking about his family, his grandfather. You know, Kevin, you must feel like the DNA of your grandfather's heart of steel and love for his family, his protective instincts, is the woof and worf of who you are.
Yes. Yeah, it is. And I truly believe that. I mean, that's passed down from generations. And that's why I think it's so important that the younger generations learn something about their family. They, you know, learn something about your grandparents and your great-grandparents and what their struggles were. You know, because that gift passes on down to generations. And I think it inspires, you know, this story inspired me to write it. And people who read it, you know, they give me feedback saying they were inspired by this story. It's an inspiring story, and it's a story of courage and tremendous love for family.
And maybe they themselves had some, or are experiencing some hidden family secrets. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, memo to the planet here. Not everybody is part of the Brady family. Leave It to Beaver. Father Knows Best. I mean, all those movies we may have grown up with. We're all humanoids. And with it comes the full package, good and bad, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it comes good and bad, you know. I mean, researching this, I mean, you know, my grandfather definitely wasn't a perfect man. You know, he found a way to get through it. I mean, he was raised in a Catholic family like you, Bill, and he struggled. You know, he struggled through his years because the things that happened to him. I mean, I'm sure he had a hard time coming to terms with. But later on in his life, it's kind of like the prodigal son. You know, he finally came around and came to terms with everything. He carried this burden by himself, and he found Christ later in his life. Or he never really lost him. I think it's just like the prodigal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's the thing about our faith, whether Catholic or Protestant, at whatever level that of faith you have at that given point in time, what I have seen repeatedly in all walks of life, no matter color of skin and that sort of thing, God is equal opportunity. He constantly, like that prodigal, he is constantly pursuing us. He's not going to let us go. He just doesn't, I mean, you know, in our own humanity, You know, Kevin, you know, our kids may push the buttons to such a degree we say, I'm done. I don't want anything to do with you. And maybe you turn your back on them. God doesn't do that.
Right.
And that's hard for us to understand because, you see, we try to, you know, we think about ourselves and we try to impose that character on God when God's trying to impose his character on us.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. No, that's so true. It's so true. And as you look back and see those footprints, you know, you kind of see that where, you know, where God does is working constantly there. Even when you don't necessarily hear him or see him there, he's right there walking that path. And he's sometimes saying, you know, I don't want you to go down that road, but if you're going down that road, I'm going to walk it with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Silent.
Well, Heart of Steel is an Amazon number one bestseller. Kevin, this is resonating. I mean, you have touched on something. And who would have thought when you first started putting, you know, pen to paper that you would have this kind of impact?
You know, I never dreamed that it would, but I tell you, Bill, as I'm writing the story, man, I mean, it was getting me emotional. I would tear up in certain parts of it.
I bet.
It was a very emotional thing. I think it translated. I think it translates through.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, readers who are reading your story are encouraged, and they're pursuing, you know, they're pursuing their family line, you know, and to again, like, you know, right now there's a lot of controversy, or there seems to be at times about America's history. Well, we have family histories that resemble America that you say, hey, you know, not good there, but really good there. And it's the same thing in our families that you have those moments. But it's who you are. It's part and parcel, as we said earlier. These are DNA deposits, so to speak, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we learn from those things. I mean, whether it's positive or negative, we learn from all of that stuff. You know, you gotta embrace the whole. You know, you gotta embrace the good, you gotta embrace the bad, the tough, everything, because it's the whole that makes us who we are.
Exactly.
That story.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk to people and you're, you know, they know your story, they say, "How do I get started? You know, what do I do to begin to, you know, to discover this gift of my family?"
I'll tell you, and the value of your relatives to begin with. I mean, you've got grandparents, you've got, you know, relatives that have been around. You probably don't know half of the story of their life. So the first thing is to talk to those relatives, talk up to your family, have conversations with your family, and learn and listen. You know, and then there's a lot of research you can do. The ancestry is available, 23andMe is available. You know, your local library is very, very helpful because you can dig up a lot of records in your library and your, you know, an ancestry history, you know,
exactly.
Section of the library. County records, you know, I spent a lot of time in Warren, Ohio, going through the Trumbull County records, just looking at deeds and property deeds and just trying to find as many facts as I could. And then you just kind of start piecing those pieces together like a big giant puzzle.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a story reveals itself.
Yeah, and then you talk to some distant aunt. She goes, "Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, we lived on that street, and and Mrs. McGillicuddy was next to us, and all of a sudden the colors and the formation of that portion of history, like a puzzle piece, starts coming together. It's really cool.
It comes to life, man. It comes to life, and the story came to life like that. And I would encourage people, and encourage your listeners to really look into your family. It's a gift because, you know what, your kids want this too.
Exactly.
I talk to a lot of my children's friends, and they're fascinated by this story. They're like, "Ah, Mr. Miller, I want to read your book. I want to, you know, learn about my own family." So they're hungry for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So as parents and grandparents, it's our job and our obligation to share that information with them as well. You might think they're not interested, but they really, really are.
Yeah, it's amazing how innate that seems, huh? When you really you start talking about family stories, even the kids that might be stuck in their video game, suddenly they perk up, you know, and you capture their attention. You know, speaking of technology, that's what helps in this whole process that can make things so much easier. It's not like you have to travel hundreds of miles. I mean, you can let your fingers do the walking, right, and the researching, video conferencing with relatives and, you know, getting their story. I mean, there's ways to begin to compile all this. And as you pull on these different threads that are out there and discover new ones, I got to imagine for you that this just was, you know, and like you say, you run the panoply of emotions going through the process and all. But what a neat experience! This is the light bulbs were turning on, you know, in terms of the history of your family.
Oh yeah, no, it was. It's changed me. It's affected me as well, and made me rethink some things in my own life. You know, that has really inspired me, and my daughters. You know, they were so proud. You know, when they saw the book published, and both of them are reading the book. My two young daughters, by the way, are actors, and the movie or this the book has just now been optioned for a movie.
So
we're hoping to put this into film real soon. It's working that way, and it works out because my two daughters are professional actresses. Mm-hmm. One's 13, one's 17, and I've got two perfect roles in there for them.
I was going to say, you better make sure the daughter units get casted in there. That's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like your warning too, Kevin. Your warning about treading carefully. We mentioned Ancestry.com and 23andMe.com and other high-tech tools that'll help you dig into your past. You know, you're saying beware going into this, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a personal decision because, you know, you may learn some things that you just weren't anticipating or didn't want to know, or you know, there's always going to be a surprise. You know, when you go start researching your family history on Ancestry, even your DNA, it's going to show some stuff that you did not expect. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to go in with that mindset that, hey, you know, I'm willing and ready to see whatever comes. You know, so
well, get ready, ladies and gentlemen, and get ready to get your hands on his book, Heart of Steel, which, of course, you're going to keep us up to date and let us know when it goes to the big screen. Kevin Miller is the author of Heart of Steel. He is a U.S. Air Force vet. Kevin, thank you for your service, and thank you for this Christmas gift. You're like the gift of Christmas present here and encouraging all of us to look into our families. God bless you.
Bill.
You got it, buddy. Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.